o'clock. Before I start, I want to take this opportunity to thank all the people that were mishtatef in the generous Hanukkah gift that I received. I should have thanked everybody on Monday morning, but I was on the phone. And when I'm on the phone, I'm just thinking of survival of this year to make sure it works. And same on Tuesday morning and yesterday morning, it slipped my mind. So again, I want to thank everybody for their generous contribution to my Hanukkah gift. It's greatly appreciated. Okay, we are up to, I'm going to read the Mishnah again. We did half the Rutches. I'm not going to redo the Rutches, but I will do the Mishnah. And by the way, Dr. Harris, I have a present for you. Not a Hanukkah present, but a present nonetheless. Let me get it out. I have to find it in my thing. You can send them a copy of that. And that's the test that is being sent to Baruch Maitre. You're on, if you are, or if you're not, we're being sending you the test. Okay, come to Mishnah. Again, to understand this Mishnah, we have to understand the concept called Tumas Hatayim. It's a end of the day, it's Halacha L'Maaseh M'Sinai. The Gemara will try Psukim, but at the end of the day, it's Halacha L'Maaseh M'Sinai, so therefore it doesn't have to have logic to it. If it were a Pasuk, it also doesn't have to have logic to it. But usually Psukim, we try to find logic, by Halacha L'Maaseh M'Sinai, the Gemara doesn't attempt. So that if it's a Tumah that no one in the world is aware of. Keyword, no one in the world. There is a Machlokes Rishayim, I have to mention. Now there is a Machlokes Rishayim, if Reuven kills Shimon. So Reuven is aware of the body. Is that called someone in the world is aware? Some Rishayim say, yeah, Reuven is aware. Other Rishayim say it would have to be someone who did not participate in the creating of the body. But I'm not getting involved in Machlokes. I'm just pointing out that Machlokes exists. Okay, now we move on. Dr. Mishnah. Nazir Shigilach V'Naydloi Shu Tameh. A Nazir took a haircut and found out he was Tameh. After he did his haircut, which according to Eliezer is the end of Naziris. The Mishnah could have ordered it. Nazir then brought his Kabbalist and found out that he's Tameh. So according to the Rabbanon, that finished his Naziris. The Mishnah is picking Rabbi Eliezer's opinion and writing it from Rabbi Eliezer's perspective. But the halacha is true both according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon, except at a different point. Rabbi Eliezer wants the haircut to be done. That's the siman. That is the end of Naziris. Rabbanon, he brings his korbanos. It's the end of Naziris. He brings one carbon. It's the end of his Naziris. So therefore, it just... The haircut's after the carbon. Everybody agrees, right? But the question is, do you need the haircut to remove the Naziris? The Mishnah is picking Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. If it was a tumah that was known to a man, Sicer, that means his Naziris was removed, he became tumah, obviously, somewhere in the middle of his Naziris. So his Naziris was canceled, his korbanos are for naught. I mean, for practically for naught. What goes on upstairs, I don't know. But it's practically for naught, and he has to start all over again and bring a new set of korbanos. However, if this tumah that was found was one that is unknown, now the truth is, and I'm going to learn this way, it's a big shaila to reach item, but this is the simplest way to explain it. How do we know if somebody knows about it? Maybe somebody does know about it. We judge by where we find the body. Does it make sense that someone knew about it or not? And we make the decision based on what we think happened. And if to us it seems that it's something no person knew about, we consider it a tumas hatayim. We have no evidence that nobody ever knew about it. It's very possible that someone might have known about it. Possible, not probable. And we make the decision based on what we think happened. And if we decide that this is a tumah that probably no one knew about, we treat it as a tumas hatayim. That is the halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai. That's how some rishonim learn, and it's the simplest explanation.
Rabbi,
yes.
Is this person who doesn't know? Is he tameh? Is he a tameh who doesn't know it, or is he not tameh?
No, he is tameh. But for the halacha of Naziris, it doesn't make a difference. He's a tameh that got rid of his Naziris, even though he was tameh. Even though it makes no sense, but that's not halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai.
Okay, so he is tamei in every way. He just doesn't have to do certain things.
Correct.
This to me is such a chiddush.
That's why it's not logical. It's not halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai.
I thought it was going to be comparable to Rosh Chodesh, where is it Rosh Chodesh? It's not Rosh Chodesh until someone sees and identifies it, and then
no,
all of a sudden
not, no,
everything...
No, that would be a great, that would be a good shot, but it's not true. We'll see clearly that it's not true.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I was asking. It's not true. Okay, thank you.
You're talking about this in terms of the Naziris and the end of the Naziris. You're not talking about this in terms of Tumas Tahom. Because Tumas Tahom is more of a superposition of Tamei and Tahar.
Again, the guy is Tamei. I don't know what you mean by superposition, but the guy is Tamei.
Schrodinger's cat both thinks at once.
The guy is Tamei. He's going to need Paraduma. He's going to have to go through the process. Whatever he touches becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. However, retroactively, from the day he was exposed to that Tumas HaTaim, which he didn't know, and he went for 4 weeks thinking that he was Tar, and now he finds out he was Tummy 4 weeks ago.
The key word you're saying is retroactively, in that if this person is metamed by Tumas Tahom, and he walks into the base and makes this to bring a carpet, there's no, you know, there's not a problem.
No, it is a problem. He's going to have to bring a carbon for walking into the base that makes
his
stomach.
Only if he finds out.
Yeah, but if he doesn't find out, listen, we live life like that.
There's no punishment.
Again, I'll say this much. Again, let me say it one more time. And I know you're going to argue with this, but I'm not really interested in the argument. A guy eats treif, and the rest of his life, he never knew that the piece he ate was treif. He never found out. He never knew by mistake. Not even by mistake.
That's a completely different situation.
I understand you're going to argue, but this is what I'm trying to say. Okay. It's the same as far as this is concerned. He was Tamei. He never found out. He lived his last 75 years being Tamei, never knowing that he was Tamei. And he's not upstairs. They're going to say, what do you want from the poor guy? He never knew.
We had this discussion,
but I know it's not for now.
15 years ago, when we were talking about the two pathways,
but it's not making a difference now. We're dealing now in straight halacha. Halacha is this man is tamei. This man is tamei, and if he finds out, he has to deal with himself as he was tamei from the day he was exposed to that tuma. Except for nazir, and one more thing, as the Gemara is going to say, we say it didn't affect the halacha of nazir. That's what
and Rabbi.
When he
finds out,
he gets whipped for drinking wine.
No, he's shaking. How can
you
whip him?
Exactly.
So every shaking, every affair is the same thing. The guy was Makal, he didn't know Hilchos Shabbos. He never learned the halacha that somebody just told me last night that he thinks most people don't know. I think most people do know. They have a blech, and they remove a cholent that's 90% cooked to take cholent Friday night. And then they put it back on, right? They're over bissel deraisa. Because they're cooking, except for the rye, pashtus not halacha. Because they made it go from 90% to 100%. They're right with Bishul. This guy never learned that halacha. He thought that if it's 90% cooked, it's considered completely cooked. And therefore, he thinks he's doing the right thing. He can be doing this for 120 years. Upstairs, he's going to come. They might fault him for not learning Hilchos Shabbos. But he's not. He didn't do b'mezid. Can't whip him. He didn't know.
Right there. Rabbi, and I'm sorry, the Tamei that he doesn't know about, he can spread it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So someone who was exposed to this, even though this guy doesn't know it, he puts himself in a position where he's around other people, he's sitting on things, et cetera, et cetera. That nobody knows about it, and Tamei is spreading.
Exactly.
He doesn't know about
not,
it. Okay.
Exactly. But you have to understand, Tumah is a ruchni, a spiritual thing. And you're only responsible to what you're responsible for. You're not responsible for what you don't know. Nobody knows.
I understand that 100%. I get it. I'm just trying to understand. The knowledge doesn't impact the force of the Tamei one bit spiritually.
Correct.
It has all its properties. Okay. Thank you.
Except for Nazir, and one more thing, as the Gemara is going to explain. Imachul Gilach, if he finds out about this Tumas Tahom before he ended his Naziris, and I'm using the word ended his Naziris because Gilach is going to Eliezer and going to the Rabbanon is bringing the Korbanos, Seitzer. He's got to start over again. Now the Mishnah gives you examples. Ketzad, Yored Litvo B'Mara, he went in to take a dip into the Mara. B'nimtza Meis Sava B'Amara. And afterwards, somebody said, you know, there was a mace floating there, and this guy might have touched it, or might have been over it, right? Tamei, because that's something that people were aware of. The location of the mace makes it probable that somebody had known the body was there. It's floating around. People see it. So why should I assume nobody ever knew about it? Nimta Meshuka Bekarka Amara. What if it's under the ground of the cave? Chances are nobody ever knew it was there. Now, are we 100% sure? We can never be 100% sure. But it's highly probable that this guy died. He fell to the, he was struck in the bottom, and he got covered with sand, and he's been there since he was died, and nobody knew about it. So now, even Yard Lahukar, Tor, even if he went down to cool off, he wasn't even interested in going to the mikvah, he is Tor. Meaning, he's tar as far as Nazir is concerned. However, we tar mitumas meis tame. If this guy was a tummy made from something else, and he had shlishu shvi, and he went into this mikvah, right, and he started his Naziris Tara, and he finished his Naziris Tara, and now he finds out that the mikvah he used to get rid of his previous tumas meis, he was over a meis that no one knew about. But he had been a Tamei mace when exposed to this Tumas HaTayim, Tamei. The Halacha L'Maish Mitzinai says that it will not cover a person who is exposed to Tumas HaTayim while he's a Tamei mace. It's a very fine difference and there's no logic to it, but that's what the Halacha L'Maish Mitzinai said. Any person, he might have been a Tamei Sheretz, he might have been a Tami from the Vegla, he might have been a Zav, he might have been a Balkari, whatever his Tumah might have been, it doesn't affect us. If he went over a Tumah HaTayim, and he finds out after his Naziris is finished, he's not an Azir. He's finished, he did it right. However, if he was a Tamei Meis and was exposed to Tumah HaTayim, he didn't find out till 3 months later. But retroactively, he has to redo his Naziris. Because that Halacha L'Maaseh Mitzinai that made it work, even though he was Tamei, doesn't apply to him. Shecheskes Tamei Tamei, Shecheskes Tar Tar. We leave him as he was vis-a-vis Tumas Meis, Sheraglayim L'Davar. And the Rishonim point out, the word Raglayim L'Davar usually means because there's a basis. There's no basis here. Nobody ever knew the Meis existed. What difference does it make if this guy's a Tamei Meis or not? So they say it's just an expression, meaning the Halacha L'Maaseh Mitzinai didn't cover it. Yes.
Does no one say that the Raglayim L'Davar is the prior state of Tamei Tahor?
Okay. Raglayim L'Davar means it's a basis to assume something. There's no basis here to assume anything.
I think it fits very well, very nicely into everything that we've always known about.
Again, we'll try one more time. The word Raglayim L'Davar is used that way. Right. We use it when a woman goes privately in a room with a man after she was warned not to. The Gemara says, Raglayim L'Davar, that she did something wrong. That means there's a strong basis to the accusation that she did something wrong. Here, there's no basis anymore because the guy was a Tamei Meis or not a Tamei Meis that there was a Tumas HaTayim there.
The Bible says because someone is
Tamei,
presumed to remain
Tamei.
Isn't that what it's talking about?
Because of the Halacha L'Maaseh Mitzinai, not because of a logic. Raglayim L'Davar is used throughout Shas. Our scholars is translating the word. They're being very careful. They're being very careful. But it's not logical. Why? Because the guy is Tamei, do we presume anything? Why is it more presumptuous? Because the guy was a Tamei Meis or he was a Tamei Zav. He was a Zav that went to the mikvah, and there was a Tumas HaTayim under it. He's fine to go as far as Nazir is concerned. But because he was a Tamei Meis, then it's not fine to go. What's the logic behind that? The answer is it's Halacha L'Maaseh Mitzinai. There is no logic.
Only by Tamei Meis?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's what it is.
Eventually becomes known.
Maybe. Well, if it never becomes known, we'll never know about it.
Eventually become known?
It obviously became known. It doesn't have to become known.
Is it still
till it became known, it's Halacha L'Maaseh Mitzinai. Once it became known, it's not a Tumas HaTayim anymore.
Okay.
But when this guy was exposed to it, it was a Tumas HaTayim.
So I think Harvey has to work on it too. He could be Metame. Tumas HaTayim, he could be Metame 100,000 people.
I hope not, but yes. He's only Metame by touch. He's not Metame by
oil. He went to school, he was running for... He was running for office, he shaked hands with a lot.
So they all became Rishon L'Tumas. Which, by the way, all required is it goes to the mikvah. They don't need Par Aduma for Rishon L'Tumas.
Why don't people go? Silly question. Why don't people go Erev Pesach to the mikvah?
They should. 5 other Matar Atzmi Beregel. Why
are you bringing it up now?
Yeah, I'm trying to forget. It's not Erev Pesach.
I'm learning to fuck him now. That's why. It's on my mind.
What's that to do with this?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. He's asking a question. Nothing.
Is that why?
He's asking a question that has nothing to do with anything we're doing. Like, Zog the Rush. We're going to start the Rush in the middle. We did most of the Rush. We're up to... Tamei. Sorry, let's go back. V'nimtzik zayis min ha-meis. The Rush is... V'nimtzik zayis min ha-meis tzaf apnei ha-mayim. Did we find that? Yes. V'nimtzik meis tzaf apnei ha-mara. That was the lesson of the Mishnah. The Rush has the word tzaf apnei ha-mayim. It's the same idea. Savig ha-lolav, savig lo ha-lolav. We don't know whether he was over it or not. Tamei. The savig tumah b'shus ha-yachid, sveikah tamei. There's no tumah satayim. It was a known tumah. And we don't know whether he touched it or not, or he was over it or not. So that's a savig tumah in a private area. And we've had that savig tumah in a private area is considered tamei. V'mnoi deloi, savig zeh, af agar shagilach. And if he found out this thing, even after he took a haircut, Seiser, Dahainu Tumah Yadua. This is a known Tumah. Now the Rush brings in something that we've never had yet, that I remember. But the Gemara is going to bring it in. And the Rush knew the Gemara, so he brought it in now. And that is what we're going to learn later on. That again, Halakhim HaMayishim HaSinai, that we don't say Sapik Tumah B'Shos HaYachid on a floating Tumah. Only on a stationary Tumah. A tumor that's floating on water, and a guy doesn't know if he touched it or not, he does not become tame. So the Rosh is bothered. This tumor was floating. So why are we saying that if he doesn't know, we say he's tame, because it's a sabik tumor, which is a yachid, because it was a known tumor. There's another halacha of Aisha Mishinai out there, that this floating tumor, we don't say that halacha of sabik tumor, which is a yachid. So why doesn't that halacha of Aisha Mishinai apply here? Zog the Rush, the Abagav, even though the Aminim B'Gemara is Safik Tumah Tzafa Tahira, that a Safik Tumah that's floating is Tahira, Hainu Safik Maga, that's only if you touched it, Tzafa is floating, Tzaf, the Mishnah calls it Tzaf, Tzafa, Hainu Safik Maga, that's a special Halacha L'Mayish Mishina, again, not logical. If you don't know if you touched the floating Tumah, you're Tahar. But if you don't know if you leaned over the floating mace, then you're Tameh. I'm a Sabbath Gayel Tameh. Ask me the logic, I don't know the difference. So the Rosh is telling you that which the Gemara is going to tell me, that if a Tumah is floating and we don't know if you touched it or not, you say you're Tahar, we don't say Sabbath Tumah, but you'll say Yom Tameh. That's only if it's a question if you touched it or not. But if it's a question if you went over it or not, are you? Then that halacha l'maisha mishina doesn't apply, and you are coming. Is it logical? That's what I can think of. That if I'm a guy that is a dead sheretz, and the guy's in the pool, and he might have touched the dead sheretz or might not have touched the dead sheretz, he's tar. If a dead, at this point, we'll see later on, it's not so simple. Let's say there's a dead mace, and the question is, did he touch the dead mace? It's a floating mace. However, if it's a question whether he leans over the mace, then it's coming. We'll see more in the Gemara, but that's what the Rosh says.
Leans over because?
I hope.
Worse?
It's worse.
Touching?
That's what the Rosh is saying, exactly. That's why I said I can't put any logic to this. It's not welcome to my Shema Sinai.
And if it wasn't, is it because of the floating part or because of the Ohel part?
I don't know what you mean. It's both. He has to, and if it wasn't floating, then he's even by Sabbath Tamagia, it would be Tamei. It's because it's floating, there's halacha l'maisha mishina that it's tahar, doesn't apply to Tumas Hayom. Again, we'll see this in the Gemara, that's why if I were the Rosh, I wouldn't have put it into the Mishnah, because it makes it so hard to teach a dershu. But the Rosh didn't think about my dershu shiur, or maybe he didn't, said, tough luck, teach it. Right? Right. Yes.
There's an issue, leave it at this after I said it, but as to whether or not something floating is in motion.
Yeah, let's wait till the Gemara. Why are we discussing something that is not...
We can leave it.
Yeah, we are going to leave it. That's it. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Dr. Rosh Weiter, Mishukah B'karta Amara, B'makim Shetava where he typed it, U'mavadei Nitma, and he's for sure Tamei. Im'achim Noidulei Acha Shegilach Tar. However, if he finds out after his haircut, as far as Nizirus is concerned, he's Tar, V'ein Esaiser, the Hainu Tumas HaTayim. Now, Ubereish and Nugget Lito the Ravus. What? It's a pool, it's a mikvah, yeah.
Then he's done. But yeah,
should
he go to the
mikvah? He has to have like Paraduma sprinkled on him. Ubereish and Nugget Lito the Ravusa. The beginning it says to go that he went in to go to the mikvah. You're at Litvo to tell me, usually you can assume a guy going to the mikvah, he's super careful not to touch Tuma. I think it says Tame. Why? The Rush at the Sheikh, the Hagos with Shiunim here at, Mishim Sabak Tuma, Mishim Sayach, it's safer, Rabbi Usa Kamash Malon. Ask Yorin Bohakler, even though he's going down to take a swim. Abdullahi, right? Where am I up to? Tahar. He's Tahar if he doesn't know over Tumas HaTayim. Basically, Tumas HaTayim is even for the person who's not being super careful. And Tumas HaTayim is even for the person being super careful if he has a suffix, he's Tame.
So the reason he goes in, whether it's take a kula or the mikveh, is the difference?
Makes no difference. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. No difference. The Torah of Tumas HaTayim, the Torah of Tame, the Tavu B'Mara, the Tumas HaTayim, he traveled in the Mara that the mace was in the ground. The Hishlim is Jerusalem. I come in mace to Tavo. The Yachak Achibarov was Ziris. This Tumas HaTayim could have preceded the Ziris. He had Tumas HaTayim, he never knew about it, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Right? He became a Nazir on Tumi Shvat. He finished his Naziris on Shushan Purim. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, somebody told him, by the way, we just found the Tumas HaTayim. Well, his Naziris is fine. It's a Tumas HaTayim. But his Tumay, since Rosh Chodesh Shvat, well before his Naziris. But as far as he was concerned, he went through his Naziris. No one ever knew about the Tumah at that point. So it's Alokal Amayish Mishinai that his Naziris is valid.
What does he know?
Tumay. He's Tumay. He needs all the things that a Tumay needs. I know this is a difficult pill to swallow. That's why it's Halakha L'Mayis Mishinai. Logically, we would never say this. Tumas Tumah.
Someone repeated the Ziris just to cover
it. What? That's if you're inventive, you're able to say it or not. What am I supposed to tell you? Tamei v'seiser. Shecheskes Tamei, Tamei v'cheskes Tar, Tar Shraglayim v'dover. Let's listen to the Rush's explanation of Raglayim v'dover. Hai Raglayim v'dover, lav dafka. It's nothing to do with basis or presumption. Dahogi Gmiri Hilchasa. Tzalokha L'mayishim Etzinai. Kloimek, tzaf tam yesh v'dover. There's a little reason. Even the Becheskes Tumas Meis, Leinitin Halacha Latar. Since he was Tamei Meis, the Halacha wasn't given for him because he's already Tamei. Not because he's any more logical that there's a Tumas HaTayim because he's a Tumas Meis. There's no logic to this. But Sam, the Torah said, your Tamei Meis remain that way. No reason, but it makes, because they say, the Torah didn't want to change his status. But it's not because of presumption. There's no bigger presumption because he's a Tamei Meis that there's a Tumas HaTayim under the cave. Dr. Gemara Vaitamanani Mili, how do I know Tumas HaTayim? Now, I've been preaching for the last 23 minutes that it's Halakha L'Mayish Mishinai. However, the Gemara is going to try to find the Pasuk. Amar Ablazer, the Amikra, it says in the Pasuk, B'chiyamus Meis Olo B'pesa Pisayim. A Meis dies on the Nazir suddenly. The Nazir's in a room and somebody, Rahman al-Utfan, dies. What is the word Olav telling me? Because he almost Meis, but pass on Pitzayim. Olav, b'mechaberes lai. He has to be aware. So that tells us that it has to be a Tumah that's aware. Rish Lakish Amar, Amar Kura, and this is by Pesach, because Pesach is part of the Halakha L'Mayish Mishinai, even though it hasn't been mentioned here, but it's mentioned in Pesach Tzachim. How do I know by Pesach? That he's absolved from Pesach. So we say ki derech. Tamei has to be a kind of tamei that's like a road. Ma derech begalui. Derech is something that everybody knows about. You know about roads. Avkol begalui. So one person brings a pasuk for Nazir. One pasuk brings a pasuk for Pesach. In this Gemara, it sounds mutually exclusive. One brought Nazir, one brought Pesach. In Sachim, the Gemara says one brought Nazir and derived Pesach from Nazir, and one brought Pesach and derived Nazir from Pesach. Practically, not a difference to us, except the Rush is going to point that out. Let's do the Rush. Minani Mila the Tumas Hatayim Ainis the Saras Alof doesn't make him redo. Mechaveris Loi. Nafuki Tumas Hatayim Shani Mechaveris. Nobody knew about it. Rishlagish Hamikidara. Gabi Pesach Siv says by Pesach. Ishki and Tamil and Nefesh, I'm a Derech Rechaika. Being in Tumma Ki Derech, the Tumma has to be like a road. Now, the Perik Kate at Silent, in Psachim, yes, Sugya Acheres, the Kamar Asam, Ashkan Nazir, Isa Pesach Minale. The Gemara first says, oh, that tells us Nazir, how do I know Pesach? Amakra Ki Derech. It's Machma, I'm sorry, there it's mutually exclusive. The Gemara says Nazir, and then the Gemara says, how do I know Pesach? Here, the Gemara sounds like a Sugya the Hagasavir. The Ma'ayal of Nazir Pesach, the Ma'ayal of Pesach Minazir. Here the Gemara doesn't say, how do I know Pesach? One brings Nazir and derives Pesach, one brings Pesach and derives Nazir. Practically no difference. Zog the Gemara weiter. But it's a swear. El Dittman, we have a Mishnah. Eze Tumas HaTayim. Which is a Tumas HaTayim? I think they changed it to Tanya, to Braisa. Kosh Einem Akira Echad B'Seif Olam. No one knows about it. Al Akira Echad B'Seif Olam, if anybody is aware of it, Ein Zu Tumas HaTayim. Now, Mishkan Laman Damer Ki Derech Shapir. You want to tell me Derech, somebody is aware, right? Laman Damer Mechaveres Loi, Olav, the Nazir has to be aware. Shimachir Echa B'Saif Oilam Mayavi. If we're learning it out from the Pasuk that he has to be aware, so what if somebody else is aware? He's still not aware. Derech means someone is aware. Everybody is aware of a road. So someone is aware. But the drasha by Nazir was the fact, Olav, he has to be aware. So if somebody is aware in China, right, why does that affect his Naziris? He didn't know. Mechaveris Loi, he has to know. Vesu, Hadatanya, Hamaitzi Mace, Mushkim Larach Vishoderach. A guy finds a mace laying across the whole road, across the width of the road. Betruma Tame. If he touched Truma, it's Tame. Meaning, as far as Truma is concerned, he's Tameh. But Nazir Basias Pesach, Tahor. Maishna, if it's a Pasuk that says the person has to know he's Tameh, where do we know that Nazir and Pesach are different than anything else? Why should I think it's a special halakha by Nazir and Pesach? Why don't we say, learn everything out? The Torah is telling me, if nobody's aware, you're not Tameh for anything. Why over here are we saying only Nazir and Pesach? If it's a Pasuk, why don't we derive things? Ella, Tumas HaTayim Gemara Gemira La Talach HaLamayishim Sinai, it's not a Pasuk. Zach Darash. Kol She'ei Makira Echa B'Saif Oilam. Pirish. She'efsher, notice the Rush. She'efsher, now here we have an addition of two words that the other princes don't have. She'ei Nada Makira. It's possible. Now the Farshim speak out, the Rush means probable. You never know for sure that nobody knows, but it makes sense to us that nobody knows. If somebody knows, it's like a road. So that doesn't bother us. Now the Gemara Mitzakim says it is a problem, because Derech means everybody knows, not one person knows. But Gemara Mitzakim comrade, why don't we require that everybody be aware of it? Like a road. Everybody is aware of the 95. Everybody is aware of the 80. Not just one person.
95.
Highway. But Nazir.
I understand that, but.
If you're saying Derek is not limited to one person. That's the Gemara Mitzakim. Here the Gemara doesn't ask the question. The Gemara is happy with Derek that one person knows. But Nazir by the Pesach Tor, Nabi Tumas HaTayim, Kid Mefarish, come on. Maishna, Chihechi, at Leiter. I think it's in the Gemara Vayta. No, is it? No. Maishna, Kehecha the Yovas Nazir mi Pesach Lamar, or Pesach mi Nazir Lamar. You learn not Nazir from Pesach and Pesach from Nazir. Ochinami Leilav, Kol Shar Dabim Minan. Why don't we learn not Truma? The Ochinami have a must in the Mifrach from Masnissan. The Mifrach of Noida Akar Shigilach, the Noida Kaidim Shigilach. The Gemara could have asked a different question. If it's Xeris Akastav, what difference does it make when he finds out? The Mishnah said if he finds out while he's in Nazir, he has to redo it. Finds out after he's in Nazir, he doesn't have to redo it. If it's a Pasuk, why should it make a difference? The E time in Mikra, like a time in Lufuge. If it's a Pasuk, what difference does it make? Mechemi Seifa, Litar Mitumis Meis Tameh. If he's already a Tameh Meis, he remains Tameh. Mikra, Kivin Devada Nitma, be Mikra. Shivan Devada Nitma Bekavat Time. Mali Hayatama, Mali Hayatar. Why should it make a difference if he's already a Tame Mace? The Kivan the Tumas Mace, you do a Nitar. He's already Nitar from the other Tumas Mace, so why should it make a difference? Meaning, if you go from a Pasuk, there's a lot of questions you can ask. First of all, why does it only apply to Nazir and Pesach? Second of all, why should it make a difference when the Nazir finds out? Third of all, why should it make a difference if he still was a Tamei Mace, but he was exposed? Who cares? Since Pasuk, we learn out everywhere. Answer is, so Mr. Tan Gemara Gemirla, Croy, the Mice, Leah, Asamach, the Balmaninu. When these Amaroam brought a Pasuk, it was just a hint. But Davka Lenazir by the Pesach Gemirvi, there's a Walk in Lamaisha Mitzinai with all its turns. Only Nazir, only Pesach, only Nazir after his Naziris, and only if he wasn't the Tamei Mace. All those things are part of Halakha L'maisha Mitzinai. No logic to that. Once it's a Pasuk, we make logical comparisons. If it's not a Pasuk, it's Halakha L'maisha Mitzinai, leave it alone.
If having an Esmachta makes it more of a, more what?
I mean, that's a great question. It's a great question. It's a Shas question. What does Asmachta do? What does it make a difference if there's Asmachta? It's not biblical. Asmachta would not make a biblical law. It's not in the Pasuk, but it's a hint. What does the hint do? So, what's usually quoted, it's a question whether other Rishonim argue on this, but the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanai Malchias V'Rosh Hashanah. Where in the Pasuk does it say to say Malchias? It's an Asmachta. The Gemara brings a hint. So why is it Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's rabbinic. It's a rabbinic law to say Malchias. Zok the Ritva, every Asmachta was a hint to the Rabbanan that they should make the law. Rabbi Nishraelim hinted in his Torah, go make the law. Now over here, the Rabbi Nishraelim hinted in the Torah, you know, there's a halacha l'maisha Mitzinai out there. But don't base it on this pasuk. Base it on the halacha l'maisha Mitzinai, but the Torah is hinting that it exists. Why? I don't know.
Rosh Chodesh, you say bracha on
halal. It's a big shaila, not everybody does.
I know.
We don't have any Svartim here, but they don't.
I know. So
I once asked a Svarti, was a Maishir. I asked to make a Bracha Ritual. Bracha Levatol. Yesterday, I said, Bracha Levatol. Rabbi Moses, the Bracha Levatol.
All right, so again, that's the same question. Why is it not in the Raisas? How can you say, sure, get the Shaka?
Well, ask me on Hanukkah.
Right, okay.
The Gemara asked the Kasha Hanukkah. The Gemara says, Hashem said, L'Sasim and Adavir, the Gemara brings two things. L'Sasim and Adavir, V'Shigizul Chayam Mismael. Hashem says, listen to the Rabbanan. So it becomes an obligation to listen to the Rabbanan. So Hashem commanded me to listen to the Rabbanan. Yeah, any Rabbanan we do, we make a bracha. We do a whole bunch of the Tilus Yedayim for bread, Maitzi, benching if you didn't fill up, Alam Mechia, Bayer Nefashas, all day, Tzvillin, Tzitzis, all the Brachas, the Drabbanan. Well, we're all Kiddushanu.
Why would change the lesson of the Brachas? So Tzivanu, to do things. Why would say that Tzivanu listened to the Chachamim?
Because we're specifying what the Chachamim said. We're specifying what the Chachamim told us to do.
Because the Halal is, we automatically know that the Chachamim told us that?
Well, we know. It's right, it's a minute. It's not even a drop on it.
But until I found that out, I was already grown up.
So that doesn't make it, again, that's because it was Tumas HaTayim to you. But, you know, but what can I say? I mean, it was there before then. It wasn't the Scottish the day you found out. It's been around since the Gemara.
Okay. I would point out.
By the way, all how was rabbinic. The only how that might be biblical is Hanukkah. Hanukkah might be biblical.
How's that?
Because we're thanking Hashem for a nes. And for a nes, it might be biblical. Most of the how we say has nothing to do with a nes. We say how on Sukkot, not because Hashem made an Aniyah covenant, because it's Yom Tov and they brought Korbanos, so we say how. We say how in Pesach, not because of the nes. Pesach night is because of the Nes. That might be a deraisa. But Hallel and Shul Pesach day is not for the Nes, it's for the Yomtov. Hallel and Shul is for the Yomtov. That's rabbinic.
It's funny, that if it's Pesach night, the only one that might be
deraisa
is yes.
It is a deraisa. Yeah, according to many, it's
no
deraisa.
No,
I say Hallel every Pesach night. You don't say Hallel every Pesach night. So part of the highlight of my Seder is that Pesach night.
I'm sorry, it, the Seder,
the Seder, the Seder, the Seder. The saying it shows is not a deraisa. So I'm saying you're yaitza the deraisa there, no. But if they don't say how old Pesach, how can you not say how old Pesach? By COVID, the hardest thing for me, during the months that the shul was closed, then how did I not have a minion to say how old Pesach? And it was a machlokes, whether you say it or not, biyachin, I just couldn't resist. How can I not say how old Pesach night? It's Pesach night. How was part of my... You live how on Pesach night.
That's but the one that you
to me, it was the most bothersome thing of all COVID, was that I didn't have a minion for how Pesach
night.
But it's personal. It's a personal.
Yeah, well, don't
use that.
What?
Use that. A lot of people died
from COVID. Can hear you.
A lot of people died from COVID. I mean,
I'm not saying that. I meant talking about what I missed from minion. That's what I said. Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that was the worst thing that happened in COVID. No, I'm not stupid. No, I said the hardest thing for me not to be in a minion was that. Okay, let's move on. Yes?
Number one, the Ari would be very happy with you about the saying shul. Number two, the explanation of an asmata doesn't explain it. It only kicks it back one level. The thing which is unexplained is how did the Rabbanim know what was a drush from a...
That I don't know. I leave it at that. I don't know.
I've never seen that.
No, I did not. By the way, Dr. Harris, and this is important, he was saying that... the first thing you said, what was the first thing you said? Sorry, I forget what you said.
Saying,
if the halacha is, if you're in a shul that says it, you shouldn't leave. That's halacha.
Shouldn't
leave. Halacha. You shouldn't say a bracha if that's not your minhag. You skip the bracha, but you should say how. I cannot say how when the people say no. Anyway, my turn. Mantana, this should have been a 5-6. This is a musher thing. It's not anymore. Imachula gilach. Mantana, who is the one that talks about haircuts? What does haircut have to do with the end of Naziris? My Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer, he, the Amet Aglachas Makhebus, going like Rabbi Eliezer. It's just explaining, he's explaining why the Mishnah said haircut. Isn't the end of Naziris Korbanus? Rabbi Eliezer says it's haircut. Dr. Rush. Mantana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Amet Aglachas Makhebus, Melishnas Be'ayim, Rabbi Tamar Lemesim. The Rabbanan, Amet Ain't Aglachas Makhebus. According to the Rabbanan, that said haircut is not Makhib, Mishnizra Kadam, Ain't all of Tyrus Nazir. Right. The kachavi actually gilach, come like your gilach, makes no difference haircut. So it's going like Rabbi Eliezer. Boy, Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama asked the following shayla. Nitma b'taych malais. He became tamei within the 30 days, tumas ha-taym. V'naydalai li'achad malais. And the Gemara is going to explain this shayla. He found out on day 31. Now on day 31, he hasn't taken his haircut yet, or he hasn't brought his korbanis yet. Rabbi Eliezer holds, it cites just 30 days. Oh, 7 days, I'm sorry. Rabbi Eliezer holds, anybody that became tummy on day 31 is only cites just 7 days. And the Rabbana say, it cites just 30 days. Rabbinically. But it cites just 30 days. Now, this guy became tummy on day 20. He didn't know about it. It was a tumas hatayim. He found out in the morning of day 31. How many days does he have to do? Does he have to do 7? Because this is what he found out. He has to redo because it was he found out before the Naziris ended. But he found out on the day of Malais. So do you go by the time he became Tameh? Or do you go by the time he found out? Because if he found out a half a day later, he would be still good to go. If he found out after the haircuts, he would have been good to go.
The same as according to both
Mandy and Murray? Yes, but we're asking Taglachas what's going on in Pliaz. Same thing, he didn't bring his Kabbalah yet. So what would he have to do? 7? So the Shiloh is only in Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry. Yeah. Rabbanu would say, yeah, the Shiloh and Rabbanu too, because the 30 days is rabbinic. Would they make the guy keep 30 days rabbinically? That's how the Rosh is going to explain it. Dr. Gemara. Is there
30 days rabbinically?
If a guy becomes Tam on day 31, Rabbanu only make you do 30 days over again. Because rabbinically. biblically they agree.
In other words, even if he had Nesiris for a year.
Right. Boy, mit 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 zeichen weiß na, ma, was ihr die als leben? Wir die nach mal weiß sie, I like. Dr. Rush. Boy, wenn wir mal kommen zeichen weiß, but to me you do I the camera type either one. This can be new about the tumor. People knew about it. He didn't know about it. He found out on day 31 that it became tummy on day 20.
It's tumor at home.
Right? Or tumor you do it, either one. But he found out on day 31. Zaydul Akhim Allah, Kaidim Giluak Rebeliezer. Approach of the Masnitsan, imagine the Giluk Bangkok of Bangkok Sizer. Dukmak Rebeliezer, Mibayalay, M. Sizer Lambit, Isaiah. How many days is it Sizer? Dr. Gemara Lamai, the Mister. We want to know the Mister. I'm a Rabbi Tashima. Now the Gemara is going to say Rabbi's proof. Then the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Bacham Mishaila was, and then how Rabbi proves it. Tashima, Imachle Giluk, Bangkok or Bangkok Sizer. If he didn't take the haircut yet, whether it was a tumah yadua or whether it was a tumah satayim, he has to redo it. Da'ichi dami. Idis yadalei b'taychem alayis, shvicha l'beimar. If he found out day 25, do you have to tell me that he has to redo it? We already know that from the beginning, because the beginning said if he found out after. So we figure out that if he found out during, he has to redo it. Why did the mission have to speak out if he found out before, it's Sizer. We know that halacha already. Sizer speaks out, we derive it from the first part of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says if he found that out afterwards, he doesn't have to redo it. Obviously, if he found out in the middle, he does have to redo it. Why did the Mishnah have to speak that out? That if he found out in the middle, he has to redo it. Why did the Mishnah speak that out? We know that from the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if he found out after, he doesn't have to redo it. Obviously, if he found out during, he does have to redo it. Zok de Gemara. Elulav l'acham alois. Must be he found out on day 31. Shmamina. It's a raya that even if you find out on day 31, you have to redo Naziris. Practically, you haven't proven anything. We know you have to redo Naziris. Our question was 7 or 30. You haven't proven which how much you have to redo. Vadayim t'vayla. Kulay saiser. Aishiva saiser. Zagdik ma'ilama. Ila rabbanan. Pshita the Kula Sizer. Rabbanan say, even under 31, you have to redo 30 days. Ila Rabbi Yezer, Kalacha Malais Shiva Sizer. Isn't it true that on the day of Malais, after it's finished, you only do 7? So why would I think more than 7? Amalach, Hani Mili Kidit Ma'acha Malais. That's if it became Tamei on day 31. V'hai, Lifnei Malaisu. Here it became Tamei before day 31. Or do we say Lamaisi didn't find out about it till day 31?
It would have been quite a buzzer if you go the first side, you have to 30.
Right. And the answer is, I mean, nah, and from this Mishnah Ketani, Benkach Benkach, Saisi Beloike Mifligi. The bottom line is the Mishnah said, if he found out before Giluach, the Mishnah did not say, it makes a difference day 8 or day 31 or day 25 or day 31. By not differentiating, the Mishnah is saying everybody has to redo 30. We go by the time you become Tameh, not by the time of Yudhiyah. Let us do the Rush. Zok the Rush. I'm a Rav Tashema. Hey, Chidami. Idis Yadalei Teich Malay, Shvicha Lameimer, Kivin Shatuma Vayadiyah, Isa Teich Malay, Shvita the Sizer. Obviously. Evel Yachem Malay, Ushmamina the Sizer. Bakati Legama Rabbi Pshitusei. Rabbi did never finish his Raya. Right. The Rav. We never finished it. Mefar Shinami boy the Rabbi Bachama. Now the Gemara re-explains Rabbi Bachama Shaila. Madayin Tiboyla, Kuloi Saiser, Isaiah Saiser. The Parish, the Masnitsimi Boyle, the explanation of the Mishnah, the Shaku Vatari Rabuda, and the Gemara is going back and forth, the Parish by the Rabbi Bachama to explain his Shaila. Ila Rabbanan, is it going like Rabbanan? The Vinay Deloy Acham Alois, Kaidam Abbas Kubinaitsav. So Pshita the Kula Saisa Midrabbana Kedamer Lo Paragimel. Earlier in the third paragraph we said, according to the Rabbana, we always redo 30. Ilur of Eliezer, Hamer Kal Akam Alay Saisa Zayin. The answer is, Hani Mili, that's only true. Kinitma Akam Alay, the highest name Alay. That's only if it became Kama after Malay, and this was before Malay. The Hashtam Mefar Shabai Nerami Bachama. Masnitsan Vekil Mifshit. Look, you can't prove it from the Mishnah. But what then? Now here the Rush speaks out what I mentioned before. This Shaila could have been asked in Rabbanan also. The Matzilim Ibayi, Alibid Rabbanan. Why? Because if it's middle of the Naziris, he has to redo it biblically. If it's on day 31, he would only have to redo it rabbinically. So the question of God is, Ibasa Tumah is leading of Asasim in Atayra, who may be carbon tumah. He has to bring a whole set of carbon tumah. Kedin Nazir Tameh. If it's biblical, he's got to go through the motions of Nazir Tameh. If it's rabbinic, they don't make you bring a carbon of Nazir Tameh. Ibasa Yadiyah is leading of Asasim in Rabbanah. But the Gemara didn't speak that out. Why? We've been operating in Rabbi Eliezer because the Mishnah said the word haircut. It would affect the Rabbanan too. Meaning, once we prove that according to Rabbi Eliezer you have to redo 30, according to the Rabbanan, biblically you have to redo 30. It doesn't say in the Mishnah any difference about when he became Tameh and when he found out, only whether he found out before the end or after the end. Al-Madin Echad Lehem. The Kamaish and Eidle Akam Alayt, Atumish Akam Alayt, Eid Asayt Sel Zayin. Just like he found out, I'm sorry, the Gemara proves it the other way. Just like if he would find out on day 31 about a Tumah of day 31, he would only have to do 7, meaning the Gemara doesn't differentiate what day he became Tameh. It doesn't say there's a difference if he became Tameh or 25 and 31. But Rabbi Eliezer holds there is a difference. So that difference is built in. The day you find out is the day we look at. The opposite, what I said. Not that you go Baser Tumah, you go Baser Yediyah. Because since the Mishnah didn't tell me that if you found out on day 31, it makes a difference when he became Tameh. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer said, after Malais, the person becomes Tameh, it's 7. And the Mishnah never said, if he finds out on day 31 that he became Tameh earlier, it's different. So the Gemara is assuming the finding out on day 31 is like becoming Tameh on day 31. And therefore, it would only be a 7-day redo. So I mean, not the Bas Yediyah. What?
The
but I said I was wrong. I explained it wrong. My mistake. I made a mistake. You know what? I will redo this answer tomorrow with the Russian shot. My mistake.
The other one is more.